The dill, pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher, Huggy.
Hold on, Tom. Let me write down this too. Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Zilla Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And Jay Abney Brown.
What up, Hug?
But wait, there's more. Damon Williams.
What up, Huggy?
As the people in Houston say, on a Wednesday is hump day already. Another day, another town. Y'all getting around like UPS ground, y'all. Speaking of Brown, did y'all hear that Chris Brown couldn't get into Canada?
Yeah.
And had to cancel two concerts. Yep, Canadian immigration denied him entry, so he's not going to be making no Canadian bacon for Live Nation. I mean, he couldn't call Drake or nobody. These shows ain't loyal. I'm putting Montreal and Toronto on my list. Now, they must be on that maple syrup. Isn't Rob Ford from Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, wasn't Mayor Fat Crack in love with the cocoa?
Thank you,
sir. And they wouldn't let Chris Brown. Well, I guess Rob Ford isn't the only one smoking in Toronto. Tom Silver J, we may have been snubbed at the Oscars, but I have good news. And what better month to announce this good news than Black History Month, y'all? Yep, we have 3 black people on Dancing with the Stars. God is good, Silver.
All the time.
All the time. I was going to say already. God is good already. That's what they say. God is good already.
Already.
I mentioned Michael Sam yesterday. Well, joining Michael Sam is Patti LaBelle and Red Foo. Now, Red Foo is the red mofo from the group LMFAO. You know, they sing that song, I'm Sexy and I Know It. So congratulations to the dancing diva, Red Foo, and Patti LaBelle. Thanks, Damon. And the rest of y'all slow mofo. So everybody's talking about how fashion police host Giuliani Ratface talked about Zendaya's dreadlocks at the Oscars. She said Zendaya looked like she smelled like patchouli oil and weed.
Right.
Sybil, after I finished Googling patchouli oil, I was mad as a mouthful. Zendaya turned into the verbal vampire slayer, y'all.
Yeah.
I meant to say vampire. I said vampire slayer. Pardon my Mayweather. She wrote a letter that was so damn good, y'all. She had white people calling Ranted E.T. and told her to phone home. Now, you know when white people get on your side, that's a good-ass letter, Sybil.
Okay.
Man, I knew the girl was smart when she backed out of that Aaliyah movie on the Lifetime channel.
Brilliant.
I guess all Giuliani's are the same, huh? It's only Wednesday and my list is damn near full already. I had John Travolta, a.k.a. Uncle Creepy Hands. I had Terrence Howard, who lost his light-skinned mind. Man, you know that I always say today, where's Monkey Man? I got Giuliani, Ratchet, Rasset, Racist, Ratface. I have that Fox News anchor from Cleveland, Christy Capel, who said Lady Gaga
the
music
jigaboo.
Sound like jigaboo music.
It's been a good week for you.
Sybil, after I Googled jigaboo, I was mad as a mouthful. And I got her co-host, that Wayne Dawson, for not checking her. You know that brother. Look like Benson. I'm putting his ass on the list, too. Oh, I can't wait to Friday.